you, Rabbi Said. There's no Mar Mekoymis today. So what should we talk about? I'm not used to this. We have choices. We can talk about
Shatnes.
We can talk about Shabbos.
Shatnes.
We can talk about Nechsherim. We can talk about all of them. Right? What do we have? We have a half an hour. We talk about all of them. What should we do? We'll start with Shabbos. How's that? Shabbos, and then we'll go to what? Shatnes? And then Nechsherim. I don't know. Ribbis, you're back in the you want back to the ribbis. Yeah. And we're ribbis, so we'll try to mention everything, no? How are you gonna do that? Shabbos? Shatnez? Ribbis? Shadim. Okay, let's see what we can do. But next week there has to be my Mekaymis. This is too much pressure for me, you know? I don't do well with such pressure. No? So let's see. The pasuk says in this week's parsha. Ah, you know, because some sefer says that if you give a shiur, you're learning something, it has something in the parsha, so you know you have to add to the Shmaya. So it says, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. So there's a famous kasha in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Beis. Is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos or Oynik Shabbos, is that mitzvah, is it the mitzvah deraisa or not? It's a famous shayla, Kavod Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos, is it a mitzvah deraisa? Very famous shayla. Nope. So Mishnah Berurah brings down different shittas. Is it deraisa, derabanan? Mishnah Berurah says it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter because Chazal, the importance you have to give to a mitzvah derabanan, and Chazal gave up a year anyways, a tremendous schar for a person that's shomer Shabbos. So it's irrelevant whether or not Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos, deraisa, derabanan. But you should know, interesting thing, is I think it's in the Sefer Rapayalim. I think it's Rapayalim. He brings down that in this week's parsha there's a raya that Oynik Shabbos is deraisa, because the pasuk says Vishomru bnei Yisrael es haShabbos lasos es haShabbos. So the Targum Yonison was obviously bothered by Akasha. What's lasos es haShabbos? What's lasos es haShabbos? What's the lasos es haShabbos? What asiyah are you doing in Shabbos? Shabbos is already here. So zok the Targum Yonison lemavid tafnuke shabata. The Shamra Bnei Yisrael Shabbos lemevid tafnuke shabata. That you have to go and make tafnuke gishmak things for Shabbos. Says the Rabbi Alim. You see from over here the way he learns the pasuk is that to do oynik Shabbos is a mitzvah derais. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you about a fight that I got into with my wife. This week was my anniversary, and I don't have many anniversaries because I got married in the Ibrior. So Mela, we're only married like twice. That's I don't know, 4 years or five. We're not married for that long. Because we only have that we don't fight that much. So Mela, when we fight, it's mamish something that we're talking about. Yeah? So I can tell you our fight. We had two fights. Right? No, not in my life. This week. Right? No, we had two fights. One fight was that my wife bought me a bekisha. Yeah? Now, for the litvak, she wants at the table and sits in the bekisha. Okay, so I tell you should wear it. I don't want. And she said, you know, so I started wearing it, you know, if that's her covet, so then I do. Now, I'm going to tell you a big aside, why the litvak don't wear bekishes. Right? You ever wonder, such a nice thing, a long time. Right? It's very hot in there. It's very, very hot. You have one, you know. They have. She didn't buy one of the, like, the soft, silky looking things. She bought the real deal. Yeah. So there it is. It's gone. So in the middle of the meal, that's very hot. So I start taking it off. So she says to me, "It's not covered Shabbos." It's not covered Shabbos. I said, "You wear it." It's not covered Shabbos. There's one fight. Am I right? Should I take off the bekesh or should I leave it on? Right? We'll see what the shaylas are tomorrow. Then we had another fight. So my wife is English. Yeah? And I would like on a Friday night, you know, I'm old, to bring out plastic plates. I'd like to bring out plastic plates because, you know, I know that if it's going to be real plates, then I'm going to have to be the one cleaning them. Right? And then the whole time, the entire Shabbos meal, I'm thinking this is going to share my Oynik Shabbos. That's ruining my Shabbos. All I'm thinking about is I'm going to have to clean up the dishes, and it ruins my Oynik Shabbos. So one Friday night, you know, before Shabbos, so she told the child to set the table, right, in Erev Shabbos, so I gave the kid plastic plates. Right? So he went and he told on me. So he told on me, he told mommy. Right? So she says, "What are you talking about? It's not Kavod Shabbos. It's not Kavod Shabbos." Yeah? So I told him, "What about Oynik Shabbos? Oynik Shabbos is going to share my Oynik." Right? So this is our fight. Okay. So I can tell you a story. Once, Ayid came to the Chazayin Ish. Ayid once came to the Chazayin Ish, and he told the Chazayin Ish that he sits on Shabbos with a tie, you know, at the meal, and he's shitting away. Hey, Mamish is boiling, he's schwitzing, he wants to know, you know, can he take off his tie? He takes off his tie. So the Chazon Ish told him five words. Chazon Ish told him, "Im ein oynig, ein kovet." Dinah, what's the shayla? The shayla is when you have a fight between oynig and kovet, so what wins? So kovet of Shabbos is to sit with a tie, for those that go with a tie. Yeah. But the kovet of Shabbos is to sit with a tie. oinig of Shabbos is I'm schwitzing away. So it's nishkin oinig. So Chazanish said no. When you have a stira between oinig and Shabbos, seemingly that's what the Chazanish said. If you have a stira between oinig and kavod, so what wins? Oinig is ein oinig. If there's no oinig, if you're suffering, ein kavod. That's what Chazanish said. Okay. So the Maisa, you know, they apparently. It's not just my fight. So apparently, this fight, you know, I told this over in the shul. As I said over the story, and I was clearing the chakida. I was clearing the shayla. What's more, Einig and Kavan, I was trying to say, could you bring a raya from this there? So they took out the sefer right there in the middle while I was speaking. This happened about a few months ago. Right there, as I was speaking, somebody took out the sefer. Aleinu l'shabeach. Aleinu l'shabeach, the sefer written by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Right? They have wonderful stories in there. He was he's the Eidim by Rav Eliashiv. So he writes that a husband and a wife, they came to him for a din taida. Yeah, the husband says, that's a little bit different story. Listen closely. It's a very different story. He says, the husband came and he said, he doesn't want his wife to use rail plates. He wants to use plastic because he feels bad. His wife is going to have to clean up the dishes on Shabbos. Okay? And the wife says, what do you mean? Covered Shabbos. So if he says, she goes, oh, you see, married the Gazach, right? Mamish, you see, he's worried about her. She's worried about God. Mamish, about the Gazach. Okay. It's main pum fakert, right? I feel bad. My wife is going to have to clean the dishes. Maybe, but you know, that was his shayla, right? My shayla is different. You'll see in a moment. It's totally different shayla. I'm going to have to clean the dishes. It's like, it's a totally different shayla. So they went to shayla to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. So he said, you know, let's go to Chaim Kanievsky. So they asked Chaim Kanievsky the shayla, and Chaim Kanievsky replied, what's that? It's a ma'aseh with the chzaynish. Im ein oinig, ein kavod. That was the what it says over there in the sefer. Okay. I'm mainly saying, so if you're going to be suffering, you're going to be thinking, I guess, the whole time about cleaning up the dishes or whatever. So you're not having oinig. So if there's no oinig, there's no kavod. That's it. And that's what he answered. I have a big problem with this. I have two problems with this. The way the story is written over there, I think, is mamish apella. Because over there, Bichlal, you are saying, I'm not cleaning the dishes. So who's he worrying about? He's worrying about her oinig. She's saying explicitly that I'd rather have the plates. Right? So then she's deciding that it overrides. I don't have a tsar from cleaning the dishes. She's not having a tsar from cleaning the dishes. So Mila, the Bichlal Tzushtel, Bichlal, to the case of the Chzaynish, I don't Bichlal here. But? Yeah, let me tell you a biggest sign. Okay, let me tell you a biggest sign. The guy who's not offering to clean his wife's dishes, yeah, so I promise you he's not mamish agonizing over her oinig. Elamai, you're saying he has his own oinig, that he's going to suffer. Yeah, but that's not the way the story's written over there. Okay, fine. But I have another time. I have a kasha. I say, now I want you to listen good, because you'll hear a tremendous insight in Hilchos Shabbos. Don't worry, I know we have to get to Ribbis, to Shatnez, yeah, we'll get to everything. But I want you to hear a Merdek insight in Hilchos Shabbos. Now I have a kasha. Let's say a person comes at the time of Shalosh Shiddus, and he's got a terrible stomach ache. Mamish, a terrible stomach ache. And if food goes in, it's going to come out that way, this way, that way. Nishkin Mat. So, no, he says, goes to the rabbi, says, do I have to eat Shalosh Shiddus? Right? It's very possible, many cases, the rabbi will tell him, no, he's potter. He's potter, Ben David, and Psachim is mashed like this also. He's potter. Why is he potter? About that. Person has a terrible stomach ache. Mamish, he's not well. He's lying in a bed. He's suffering. He's a chayla, she'ain by sakana. It's called an alacha. He's terribly sick. And it's poor. It's Purim. It's Purim. It's Sukkos. Is he potter from taking luliv? You're not potter from taking luliv. If you have a pekuch nefesh, you're potter from taking luliv. Luliv's a mitzvah deraisa. You know, it's all games. You're not potter from taking luliv. So what? So shalosh shudis is it also? We hold this also a mitzvah deraisa, like you're hearing right now. Hayom, the Gemara dashens out. It's a mitzvah vaynik Shabbos. It's a mitzvah deraisa. So why all of a sudden, when it comes to this mitzvah, the person, he's got a terrible stomach ache, he's potter. Why can't? What do you want? I can't get the food down, right? When we come to luliv, we tell the person, too bad. Get it in. Pick up the luliv. Nothing you can do about it. Too bad. The matzah. Mitzvah's matzah. A person has a terrible, terrible stomach ache, right? And he doesn't have enough kayak. He can't eat the mitzvah of matzah, whatever. The answer is, it's a mitzvah derice. If you're pekuach nefesh, so then fine. So you don't, fine. What could you do, right? But if you're not pekuach nefesh, you have to get down the small skizayis. Well, you have no choice. So why all of a sudden the Nechemishn is any different? Says Rabbeinu David, a big aside. Listen closely, because you'll see the comparison, the contrast. Says Rabbeinu David, yeah, the avada, because the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos is enjoy Shabbos, enjoy the Shabbos food. So if you're not going to get the enjoyment and it's tsar, so then you're not getting the mitzvah anyway. So forget, your oinig is to not eat. That's how you talk to Rabbeinu David. So when it comes to lulav or when it comes to matzvah, the mitzvah is eat the matzah. Right? The mitzvah is take the lulav. So okay, I don't care if you have oinig or not. Because if you're pekuch nefesh, you don't have to do it. If you're not pekuch nefesh, you do have to do it. Okay, everyone agrees to what I just said? You should. You better. Boss? Come again?
You do malacha
asa? What malacha? Because it's done. This is Chilul Shabbos, not Shaykhus. Because here, the mitzvah is be ma'anik as a Shabbos. Enjoy yourself. So he's not enjoying himself. That's bullshit. Yeah, the chiyus is the tzaddik. That's what we're being adopted. Now, by side. But now I'm going to ask you another story. Now listen closely. Comes mincha. This guy davened the mincha gedoyla. He davened 12:30. Tomorrow, haba aleinu l'toyim. He davened mincha gedoyla. And now, he goes to sleep. Yeah? So it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he goes to sleep, and sleep, and sleep. All of a sudden, his roommate comes in, right? And goes, get up! Right? Says, well, what are you talking? Leave me alone. Right? Says, shalashudis. Didn't you hear yesterday? Kallis said it's a mitzvah deraisa. Get up! Right? He's sitting there going, what's that? I'm so tired. Right? I'm not getting up. Right? He tells him, what do you mean? You have to have oynig Shabbos. Right? You have to get up and you're going to have to eat. I can't even think about eating. What are you talking about? I just ate. He thinks, Rashi and Beis says that you have a Shabbos Seirah means to give you another stomach. Right? He thinks he has 12. 12, and he had Kishkin, Harrigan, and Pacha, right? I can't even think about eating right now. So I tell him, no, you have to wake up. Now, is there anybody in his right mind that's going to say that he's caught from Shalashudas? There's no sefer that ever was written, ever will be written, ever should be written, that's going to say that. Yeah? But it doesn't make sense. If you would ask this person with the stomach ache, you'd ask him with the stomach ache, this is the stomach ache, what's more suffering? He's the same guy who's tired. Yeah? When do you suffer more? So I'll tell you, I would much rather, if you would give me the choice, I'd rather throw down the piece of bread, the piece of challah, just to be yaitzeh shalashudas when I have the stomach ache, than to get out of bed now. Right? No shayla. If you guys disagree with me, then I'll accept it, but I think you guys agree with me. That there's no shayla that he has more tsar, kilu, to get out of bed. Yet, there's no sefer that ever was written, will be written, should be written, could be written, that's going to say that he's potter from shalashudas. So what's the pshat? So you have to say something. I'll tell you the way in my nusach. You can say it in any way you want, right? If I would have given you this as my mekaymus, you would have figured it out during seder. But the idea you're going to have to say over here is like this. I'll give you one more story. This guy comes. He comes in Erev Shabbos. He says, you know what? I'm so comfortable in my sweatpants and my t-shirt, right? And I'm so much more comfortable. And then he heard today the Yisayid of the Chesayim Ish. And what? It's a wonderful Yisayid. It may not even get covered. So he says, I hate wearing a suit and a tie. And if you're Chesidish, you have to wear a big beaver hat. And he says, what are you talking? I can't a beaver hat. And he'd rather wear just very comfortable. He wants to wear a baseball hat. And he wants to wear, you know, those shoes that didn't quite make it with the holes and dozen, an alligator and the whole works. Right? I'd much rather dress like that. I'm much more comfortable. I'd be much more comfortable like that, no? So, yeah, and not only that, and he's very religious. And he comes and he says, ah, Zok de Chazayin Ish, says it in Yiddish. Zok de Heilige Chazayin Ish, Shtokin Oinigs and Shtokin Covid. Right? If there's no din, if there's no din Oinigs, there's no din Covid. Right? Is anybody in his right mind that's going to say that? But why not? Why? So, what's he say? So, what do you have to say? What do you have to? Nobody says that. I mean, you know, we could be machadish in here. You'd be very happy, but it'd be called Purim Taida. You'd say all the shittas. So what's the teretz? What do you have to say? You have to say like this. You have to. No, what do you say? No, Rav Shaikha Vazok said, what's the answer? What's the answer, no? Anybody have an answer? Huh? No, the answer is like this. The answer is very simple. The answer is that it's not pshat that you are ma'anig the Shabbos. It's not pshat that you are bitzar, excuse me. Right? The pshat is that you're lazy. The pshat is you're lazy and you don't respect Oynik Shabbos. That's the pshat. Right? So now, there's no head to what? Covered or Oynik, right? So it's not pshat. The pshat is like this. You're not allowed to be lazy. The loch is that you're mechuyev to be ma'anik as a Shabbos. You're mechuyev to be ma'anik as a Shabbos. Yeah? Now, if you have something which is a shter, something which is the opposite of Oynik Shabbos, dainu, you're suffering right now. You're suffering from the pain of a tie which is making you schwitz. So then you're not getting oynig at this moment right now. But it's not a vort of a laziness. Laziness is it means you don't have the proper value for the Shabbos. That is no enter. Oynig Shabbos, everybody would rather just, you know, sit back and say, okay, you know, I'm not interested this week in preparing Shabbos. And I'm not, you know, sometimes it says on the bulletin board, you know, off Shabbos, right? Shabbos is off, right? I'm not interested in preparing for the Shabbos. I'm not interested in whatever, right? That's not called that you have a desire from the Shabbos. That's called you don't have the proper value and respect for the Shabbos, okay? So let's go back to our Shilas. You'll see how simple it is. You know, when you have this Yid and he's got the terrible stomach ache at Shalashudas, so that the place can say, it could be his partner from Shalashudas. Why? Because the mitzvah of Shalashudas is oynig, and he has tsar. Tsar is the opposite of oynig, so then his oynig is not to eat. That makes sense. It's not a laziness. Mashenkin, if this guy's sleeping on Shabbos afternoon, and he doesn't want to wake up. So why doesn't he want to wake up? Because he doesn't have the proper value for Einik Shabbos. He doesn't have the proper respect for Einik Shabbos. That's called laziness. No, so laziness, that's not a heter. Otherwise, it would never be an Einik Shabbos. It would never be a Kavod Shabbos. Not the rabbi. The mitzvah of Einik Shabbos is telling the person, don't be lazy and be manik as a Shabbos. Oh, so besides, let's go back to my fight. Right? So my wife, right? I don't know if you should repeat this, sir, but so she's highness. That there's no raya. There's no raya from what the. I mean, I know she's fighting Ruchan Kineski, but there's no raya from what Ruchan Kineski said. Because Bishlam in the case of the Tag or the Bekish, that I'm right about. We already fought about that. I'm right. That's what Ferish and the Tzaynish. If he's not comfortable at the table, and he feels like he's schwitzing and he's not enjoying it. So that's a bittel of the oinig. He's not enjoying Shabbos now. So if there's no oinig, there's no covet. That makes sense. I'm not enjoying myself right now. I'm suffering. Okay. But when it comes to the plastic plate matziv, so there, what's the word? What's my tsar? My tsar is that I know that I'm going to have to clean it up. Right? So what's that called? That's called that I'm being lazy. That I'm not valuing and respecting Shabbos properly. That's not pshat that I'm suffering right now. There's something which is hurting me right now. That I have a pain right now and I don't have an oinik Shabbos. So, Mamela, you know, this one, I think she's right about. All right? Yeah, what do you say? What do you say? So go next, Shaila. Huh? I think she's right. Huh? So should I tell you other fights we have? I'll tell you other fights. Okay. I'll tell you, yeah?
What if the husband's washing the dishes for sake? Oh, so, what if the wife...
So I think the opposite.
Sometimes a wife will be willing to make herself a shmata, but she shouldn't make herself...
But I don't hear that, because the pshat is like this. The pshat is that that's her... You know, how hard do people work for let's say, for money, right? How hard do people work for... A person's playing a game, right? And he's shvitting out of soif, right? While he's playing the game... Sometimes he's not even, he's not enjoying it, right? He feels like he has to win. Let's say he's in the middle of a, you know, those overgrown beast that they throw around the ball, in the Super Bowl, right? I mean, do you think b'shaita they're enjoying it? I don't know if they're enjoying it. At the time, I don't know if they're enjoying it, right? The know of what comes afterward, they're enjoying, right? You know, if he wins the game, if he's going to enjoy, I don't know, I mean, right? No, I think, I'm not talking about the dudes that are throwing the ball and catching the ball, that I understand, right? I'm talking about the guys that are, you know, the guys that look like Shaki Callis, right? Yeah. Understand that? I'm talking about that guy. Right? Is he enjoying it? Well, it depends. If the guy on the other side is smaller than him, then he's enjoying it, right? But if he's a Shaki Callis on the other side, what are you laughing at? You got a problem? You got a problem? You don't even know what I'm talking about. It's not like the girly sport pretend with no shoes. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know. So if I strike her, I don't know. You can't ask if that's my enjoyment is to work hard. If she says, I want to have the Shabbat dishes, so then she has a right to be conveyed that's called my oinik. Something to think about. Okay, shine. Okay, let's go to another shine. Shamar b'nei es ha-Shabbos, la'asais es ha-Shabbos. La'asais ha-Shabbos. So I'm going to tell you that there are certain things in Ilcha Shabbos that... You know, we might not, you know, some leave, as they say. My pastor wouldn't pay attention to, and we wouldn't think. You all know you're allowed to tie your shoes on Shabbos, right? This is a few scattered things. I can't hold back. This is where my leave is. Right? You know, that's what we do all day in the kaddish. You know, so we talk about Shabbos. You have your shoes. You all know you're allowed to tie shoes on Shabbos. We don't think, why are you allowed to tie shoes? It's because on the bottom, that thing is called a knot. The first thing is called a knot in halacha. But that knot has no key into it. It has nothing that's holding it down. In halacha, if you take a garbage bag and you make that first type of a knot, guys, does anybody have a bag here? Is a bag? That'll make my life easier. Okay. Thank you, Patrick. We got it? Okay, just go. It's right, guard. You're trying to tell me something. Okay. This, in halacha, the first one, this is called a knot. Did you make this? He didn't do anything wrong, even though it's called a knot. Because it's a knot that doesn't have a key, even though it lasts. Okay, the first one, okay. And that's what the place can say. The Goyim says, it's not even called a knot. Okay. Now, if you do what's a regular shoelace on top, I'm going to do a fake one because it's hard to do it a bit. But if you do like this, that's called an aniva on a knot. That's an aniva on a knot. Okay, now you all know you're allowed to tie your shoes on Shabbos. Okay? But this is a knot. And now it depends why you do it. So a person would never sell life. He knows his whole life he tied his shoe. Right? And he knows that, you know, there's nothing wrong with tying my shoe because I do it every Shabbos. What's the problem? But it depends. We hold, Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, that you're only allowed to tie a knot, what's called a knot at least, you're only allowed to tie a knot for under 24 hours. He says maybe B'Shat Zatzchak, for 7 days you're allowed to. But, you know, definitely not L'Chatchila to do it for more than 24 hours, and certainly Aser to do it for more than 7 days. So Melo, you have something like this. He thinks to himself, like, you know, he knows that he's allowed to tie his shoe, and he doesn't misyak his shoe. So for example, you know, you have these, this happened to me last Friday, happened on Shabbos day. So we have a Kanayin Har, we have a baby, and there's something called a crib bumper. You guys know what these are, a crib bumper? I don't know if it's English or American. I think in America also. So the crib bumper, it goes, so you have the, you know, the crib bumper, how do you tie it on? Right, so you take the, I'm sorry, you don't have, some of you have one, no? The yeshiva of it, no? You don't have what? I was in the dormitory, but it's fancy people. No, but, so sometimes it comes undone on Shabbos. Yeah, it comes undone. So now what do you do? So your first reaction is, what am I doing? I'm making a knot, and I'm just tying a bow on the knot, like my shoe. When you're misyachas to it as a shoe and a bow, whatever, you don't think twice, right? According to the Mishnah, how long do people keep the crib bumpers on? Right? When was the last time you changed your sheet? Right. Yeah. So the crib bumper is even more than that. Right. Okay. The crib bumper is something you leave on for the lifetime of the, you know, the crib matzah. Now, so if you're mamish charedi, right? So then you have a child this year, and then you have a child the next year, and then the next, and then, you know, and then the eidik luchs start coming in. So this is la'olam va'ed, right? So you're tying on the knot with a bow, and even if, you know, you're not nishta zeifil, you're not that much, but it doesn't matter because it's still a drabbanan, it's still an issa gomer, is that you're tying what's called, but you wouldn't have thought of such a thing. No? You tell the truth, huh? Jewish Berlin. You never would have thought of that. Why? Because you tie your shoes. Oh, you don't even have that kind of shoes. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. There used to be, in the olden days, there were shoes that would have laces, and you would tie them and make a knot, and people would take them off. Normal people would take it off 24 hours and whatever. But so you think to yourself, I could do that. I could certainly do this, right? But that would be also gummer. Should I tell you another story? On the drapes.
The tie.
What?
The garbage bag out.
Oh, so the garbage bag, Maisa, as a, if you tie one on the garbage bag, you know, so, like we said, Mutter Gomer Loilam Vad. If you tie two in a double knot, so you all know you're not allowed to tie a double knot. I didn't come to Mechadish that to you today. You know you can't tie a double knot, even for a minute. So no one's tying here a double knot, right? But what you might do is you'll tie one knot, and then you'll tie on it a knot in the bow, because it's like a shoe and a lace, and you chayv misa, right? Right? He'll take you, he'll throw you off a cliff, the Rambam says. Let's say you're not dead yet. So then we take a big boulder. Rambam, I'm just telling you, and then, right? And then he's still not dead, so then we have to take stones and throw. I didn't show him the Rambam. Very nice. Right? But then you think to yourself, like, what? What did I do? I just tied a shoelace in a knot. He would never think such a thing is dreadful. No? It's so dreadful. What? So ties like this. A tie, so there's two types of ties. Right? See, this is what happens when there's no marmot kindness. Next week, my boy says, no games. Yeah. Yeah. So this type of tie, this is I'm from the old country. I'm from Flatbush. I'm where I come from. So everybody in the world is from there. Yeah. So the Melo, this is like, well, this is the normal tie, because I think this is how everybody in the world where I came from made a tie. This is the normal tie. Right? This is how you make a tie too, right there. Right? So this is the normal tie. This tie, right? So this is Shaila. I hold that you're allowed to make this tie la'olam vod l'netzach netzachim. Right? Why? Because in halacha, this is called an aniva. Aniva is something, that, this is machlekes about this, I'll tell you straight. But this is a tie, pashtus, it's called an aniva. Aniva, I think it's called a half a windsor. Right? So this tie, right, you can make la'olam vod l'netzach netzachim. Why? Because any knot in halacha that has an escape clause, so that's not called a knot. Now don't get confused, your shoe, you can say, oh, it also has an escape clause. That's a tie-us. Because in your shoe, you have a knot and then a bow on it. So now the knot was held down by the bow. The knot was held down by the bow. So that knot is a knot that exists. Now you'll escape clause and then you'll undo. That's still called the knot. Here, this knot just comes straight out and nothing is left. Now, does anybody here know how to make the other knot? Right? Yeah. What? Yeah. You know how to do it? You want to try it? But I'll tell you right now, if you don't get it right, I'm kicking you out. Right? Because everybody always tells me, no, I can do it. Right? And it always comes out the exact same one. Right?
So make a slip knot.
The slip knot. That's right. You know, when we were growing up, they had this thing called, I've said what they call the lanyard. Remember this stuff? They have it still there. Okay, so they go around. I don't know. This is the old country. Right? So you used to make the butterfly stitch. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Well, I don't know. They get this right. I don't know if it's Shaila Begadish. You guys want to tell me who is Reb Halevig? You asked me to talk about Begadish today. I don't think it's Begadish. Meaning to wear it is Begadish. But to play it, I don't think it's okay. So when you bake that stitch, you go ta 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 ta, right? And it comes right out, right? That's an aniva. Oh, very good. That's an aniva. That's mutter, because it comes right out. And you can make an aniva, agave, aniva, agave, aniva. Okay, take it off. No, wait. Okay, let's see. One sec. Oh, he did it. He's a good man. Okay, so it's left, No, you didn't. You're evil. No. There's another gnat. I don't know how to do it. But it comes out a gnat on the other side. Okay? No one knows what I'm talking about. What? I'm about to say, this is the test to get into my kaitel one day. If you know how to make this die. Right, here we go,
I
can try, but just a minute. He's already upset with me because I made fun of stopping.
He made four bows on the shoelace. That's kind of pain.
So again, if you mean for the first day.
Yeah, Shabbos made a knot, now I've made a bow, and I'm making a bow again.
So if you're making, there's two ways to do it. I mean, what? No. He's not talking about a double knot. He's talking that there's another bow you could do.
That's a knot on the bow.
What?
That is a knot.
No, no, but I know what he's talking about. He means, I'll show you what he means. Does anybody have a string over here? I think I know what he means. I'll show you in a moment what he means. Oh, good boy. Yeah, no, you did good. You scared. You did good. Yeah. So this comes out a knot on the other. Now, you all realize that this knot is not a tight knot. Okay? A tight knot, you're not allowed to make for 1 minute on Shabbos. That means if you would take a knot, and let's say you take the you know, like a plastic bag. And here, where's my bag? Let's say you take this. I mean, you know this. This is, you know, but I don't teach you, that stays the same. You know, but you have, to make this on Shabbos tight, this is usher even if you're doing it for 1 minute. Right, this is us even for 1 minute, because that's called a tight knot in halacha. Yet, on your belt, right, this is a double knot, it's not a knot with an escape, well, that's a tight knot. But on your belt, you know, on your Shabbos belt, so to take a belt and to tie a knot, everyone knows you're allowed to do that. Why are you allowed to do that? Because it's not tight. So what is that? That's a knot, it's a real knot, and it's being held down, but it's not tight. In halacha, Mishabur says it's not called a tight knot, and therefore, if you're doing that for under 24 hours, so that's mutter. Yeah, if you're doing it for more than 24 hours, it's no better than the knot and the bow. But if you're taking that on your belt, right, you're allowed to take the knot and you're allowed to make, you know, I once said, I was giving a shiur in Hebrew, where I live, and I was giving a shiur to ladies, and one of the things, they asked them a few different topics. So one of the things I was talking about was kosher. So I said that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that you're allowed to tie a tichel. In the back, you're allowed to tie a tichel, you're tying it with a double knot. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, yeah, you're allowed to because you're not tying it tight. Right? Just like the belt, you're not tying it tight. So therefore, and you're doing it for under 24 hours, so you have it. And there's a Yishalmi lady there, and she says, in Hebrew it sounds better, but she said, you're not bald. She's trying to say, you tie it very, very tight. So I said, yeah, but Shlomo Zalman's wife was. So I don't know. If I think there's a machlek is here in the Minhagim, exactly how tight, I don't know. But you're not supposed to be tying it very, very tight. Right? The takkad halacha is that you're not allowed, we all, that to make a double knot very, very tight is also even for 1 minute. Now, this knot, you realize he made this tie, right? So if you make this tie the way he made it from week to week, you know, you just leave it like this. So let's say on Shabbos you made the tie, right? Or let's say, I'll give you another example. Let's say you made the tie last Shabbos, a common thing, right? You made this type of a tie last Shabbos. Now it comes on Shabbos, and you see it's getting a little bit messed up, and you want to take out the tie. You had planned that this tie was going to be shot till next Shabbos. So that means it was a tie that was made with a knot, that was not made to be opened before 7 days. Just one moment. You made a knot like this. It's not a strong knot. It's a loose knot. You realize it's a loose knot because something was able to fit in it. Right? Only after, if you pull it, it'll become a tight knot. But if it's a loose knot like this, so you realize to make such a knot is something that if it was done for more than 7 days, so now you're not going to be able to even untie it on Shabbos. But if on Shabbos you want to make this tie, you're allowed to make the tie if you have a plan in taking it out within 24 hours. Because when I made the knot, it's not a strong knot. You'll agree that there was something in here. So if there was something in here, it obviously can't be such a tight knot. There's something in blocking the tightness of this knot. This is how it looked. And now you pulled that out. So what was that? That's not stronger than your belt knot. Than the belt knot, which we're saying, if you do it for under 24 hours, but where I'm just telling you, where it becomes negeya, is if you leave your tie, first of all, if you make it on Shabbos day and you plan on not taking it out tonight, right? If you plan on taking it out tonight, you're okay. The price can say, let's say you plan on taking it out tonight and you forgot to take it out. Right? That's also okay. I mean, you can't do it l'chatchila. But the point is, we're trying to figure out when you made the knot, what were you doing? Were you doing something that's made to last for more than 24 hours, then that knot is called a knot. It's called a halacha. If not, then it's not. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah.
Is it loose because it will come out?
No, loose is not because it comes out. Loose is the pshat that it's a knot that has a holding down to it. And it does. You know, your belt knot would stay always. Okay? It would hold down. Tight.
Then what's the head? Did a knot that it has shaitas to keep?
Oh, so that's the idea. So it's called a knot. And a knot now, under 24 hours, doesn't have a chibur. It's not considered a connection. Something that's made to break within 24 hours is not called a connection.
Even though it'll last.
It'll last even loilam. I mean, the truth is that the other knot also, this knot will also last loilam. Okay? This knot will also last loilam. And afapike, but it doesn't have something holding it down. It doesn't have any strength.
It could become loose. The other one can't.
No, even if it wouldn't. Even if technically it wouldn't become loose. But it doesn't have something else holding it down. That's a clear. No, I'll tell you two last things. Sorry, what? So what he's talking about is like this. There's two ways to make a double knot. I must tell you, there's something I must admit, I don't know what to tell you. When we were growing up, so they told us that you can't make a knot. I'm calling the first knot a knot. Right? The second knot, I'm calling an aniva. Okay? And now, on top of that, to make another knot, so we call that double knot, right? Mm. To double knot the shoe, right? That's what you say with kids. You say, I'm double knotting, you know, right? But everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? That you can't double knot the shoe, right? So on Shabbos, sneakers, whatever, on Shabbos, you were all taught, no, you taught that, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, you're not allowed. You're taught you're not allowed. Everyone here was taught you're not allowed, right? You're taught Rosh Hashiva. You're taught you're not allowed. Everybody here was taught you're not allowed. Okay, right? Lemaisa, a few years ago, a sefer came out called the Orchas Shabbos, right? And he writes that it's allowed. Now, Lemaisa, you know, okay, for the sake of, you should really, when you touch your shoes, you have to wash your hands. But the Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, if you touch us your laces, so then you don't have to wash your hands. Okay, so hopefully we just touch those. Now, I'm going to tell you the big secret over here. Which sounds very strange because, you know, he's not the first person to ever learn Hilchas Shabbos, probably, right? And, you know, for 50, 60 years, everyone's saying, oh, but you can't do this, right? So, but he was Megalus something, which, you know, Mamash, it seems to be that nobody knows. You take, this is a double knot, right? It's a double knot, as you see, it was a knot and a thing. Now, if you take this, right, watch this. I'm going to show you something. You guys think that, you know, you don't know about my moifsim. Okay, it's not going to happen today, it looks like. Oh man, the kailah worked. Alright, about to do it. One second, let's try the other side. One second. It's also a double knot. Okay. Oh, you watching? Everyone's watching? Alright. Presto. Unbelievable, no? You got it? I can do it on this one also. Sometimes it just gets tight and I'm afraid to rip my shoelaces because. One second. I'll just show you. Sometimes it gets tight, but the idea is you realize it's all dependent on. One second. You see, you come to yeshiva, you learn how to tie shoes also. Okay, now. All right. Now look, this is a regular double knot, right? Now, watch, you see? Everyone see? You saw a double knot? You can't believe what I'm about to do, no? You can't imagine, ready? Drum roll. Bam. Yeah? No? So it comes out. So he says he doesn't know what the whole world is talking about. It's an aniva. It's just a fancy aniva, right? So, now, Lemaisa, you know, so I went to Avliyashiv to ask Avliyashiv. Yeah. So Avliyashiv said, it's Osir, right? So we took out a shoe and we showed him and it comes right out. So he said, okay, still Osir. So why is it Osir? That's a pellet. No, why is it Osir? It comes right out. No, it's Osir, because Avliyashiv said it's Osir. The Melech said it's Osir, it's Osir, right? Yeah, so what's the Pshah? So there, I don't know, Yech Shladen over there, we explained, I must admit, I didn't fully understand, right? What do you say?
The top one, the Etzem, is a Kesher, like a regular Kesher, if you just have one. So that'll come out also, but it's called a Kesher. So now, Lamaisa, because you made an Aniva, you can make your Aniva
right.
A Kesher. So you just made another one of these that stays
on
top.
Under 24 hours.
But it's a Kesher, not a Kesher.
Oh, so what? But the Kesher that comes out, it's an escape clause. So what did
what
hold down?
That's what I asked before with the belt. If it could stay, then it's called, it could stay when it's a Kesher, I got a Kesher.
I don't know.
I guess I was wrong.
I don't know. No, you're definitely right.
Yeah,
right? Exactly. He wins, you know, the 20-0. But I don't know. I admit, I don't know. First of all, it's pasha to me that what you were taught, you know, is at least it's together of what's called Dvarim Shenagel by Yisr, even if we wouldn't have Rav Yashar, we'll explain Rav Yashar in a moment, but it's a Dvarim Shenagel by Yisr, it's something that developed as Noyik Yisr, so then you can't be Matir. Something that the whole world is Noyik Yisr, so then that's not so simple to be Matir such a thing. I don't know, it might be a shot of a minute. But anyways, it could be what Rav Yashar means, is that everyone understands that the double knot is tight. It's definitely tighter. Your shoe now is, there's no question that it's much more, there's a reason we do it, right? That's tight. So what you basically did over here was you made a tight knot that has an escape clause. That we never saw before. Every tight knot that we ever saw before was a tight knot that doesn't have an escape clause. For example, your shoe with a regular knot and a bow on top of it, so that's considered a very weak knot. Tight.
tight.
Come again?
You can make it very, very tight.
Not a regular one, you'll never be able to make very tight.
Why not?
Matthias, right? Matthias is that, as you saw just now, I'll explain. As you see right now, that when I pulled it, right, I wasn't able to do it the first time. I could have done it. I just didn't want to rip my thing. But you see, it's a very tight knot. So who says that the escape clause works when something is a very tight knot? That you don't have a right. Matthias. What? Come again? Which one? No, but now maybe it goes into the rule of a double knot that you're not even allowed to make for 1 minute. Now, I understood that what you were asking was something else. There's something called a double bow. A double bow, I think, is mutter gamer. Now explain. The way I made my shoe is a double knot, it's called. There's another way to do it, is you go like this, you make a knot, then you don't do like this, you do it halfway. You do a slip knot over here. And then when you tie this, I thought that's what you meant, the double bow. That's not what you meant? This is called a double bow. Now when you do this, what happens is like this. Now, it comes out, this one comes out that way, this one comes out that way, and that's a real aniva gabay niva. It's not even a kesher agabi kesher. And that I think is taka muta gamer.
It's a trash bag, the double knot is.
Come again? Trash bag, the double knot is also gamer. Come again? No, a real double knot, a real double knot, like this. Like this, that's also gamer. Because you're doing that loyla. Avaisai, if you do this, even loose, if you do this like this on a garbage bag and then you throw it in the garbage, that's loyla. That's called loyla. When you mamish, that's a gamer.
What about a bow?
Huh? What do you mean a regular bow?
If you do the first.
A slip is mutter gamer. Slip knot is mutter. If you do this.
On a garbage bag.
Because that's an aniva. An aniva, if you do this. I mean, I can't do it probably, but.
First is the first one, a regular
bow. Oh, that's for sure probably.
Then,
now you do a bow on top, that's for sure, asa. Meaning, if you're doing it loyla. That's a vada, because this is a knot now. Trash bag is.
For
shoelaces, it's mutter, because you're doing it for under 24 hours. For a garbage bag.
You have in mind that when you can get.
So the Mishabur says you can't even have, no. You can't even have in mind. Mishabur says, because since the derech is to do it loylam, so then it doesn't even have to have in mind. Have a wonderful Shabbat.